We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The thing, I could act like I wanted to hear the lyrics, but it just wouldn't be true. I was just finishing eating the pizza, and it was wonderful.
Really good pizza.
It was really good.
That was like one of those pizzas that had the 1,000-degree oven that cooked really fast, and the crust was really delicate.
To our caller, Robert.
Thank you.
May I please say thank you, sir? That was really good pizza. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, you know what the pizza's better than? Let me just, if I may divert from the Eagles for 35 seconds. Two tweets stood out to me over the weekend about one of our squads. Guys, the Flyers are a disgrace. Consider this. I saw Anthony Sanfilippo had this tweet. It's a great tweet. It's horrible, but it's great. James, I don't know if you saw this. Here's Anthony's tweet. In the past 375 days, the Flyers have played 90 games. They've won 24 of them.
Oh, God.
They are the first team in 15 years to have three 10-game or more winless streaks in the span of two seasons. I also saw a tweet from Glenn. This is a great one, too. Glenn Macnow. He wrote, I'm not sure if I can recall any of the four local franchises being as low in ability, excitement, and fan interest as the Flyers are right now. It's an embarrassment. Guys, all they do is lose. That's all they do. Like, why is the GM the GM? Why is Chuck Fletcher the GM of the team? I mean, they have gone so backwards during his tenure. I just wanted to get it off my chest because it's really sad. I mean, it really is. I mean, they just – and by the way, after like the second or third loss, and this was like 2 weeks ago, that's when Tortorella was like, if you want to boo us, the heck with you. And I'm like – I said at the time, like, what are you doing? People were supporting them. They were around 500 back then. And since then is when they've been losing every game. What in the world? All right, I got it off my chest. Let's go, folks. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, 10-1. Although flawed, but still the best team in football. Richard's with us. Hi, Richard. Richard. Richard, definitely not ready to go. He's kind of there. We'll get him straight. Let's go to Bill and Pittman. Hello, Bill.
Hey, I'm glad you guys are enjoying that pizza, man. It's a great day to be an Eagles fan.
Well, it's past tense. The pizza is now gone. It's done. It's been enjoyed. It's over.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, a few years ago, as an Eagles fan, most of us were pulling our hair out because we wouldn't run the football consistently.
Yep. Yep.
And I think the consensus was that the brain trust thought that the way that you won NFL games was throwing a ball 50, 60 times a game. It seems to me like there's been a complete philosophical change with the brain trust. And my suspicion is that Nick Sirianni's had a big part to do with that. And I just want to thank him sincerely for changing the way we're playing the game on the field. Because it looked awesome last night. It really did.
It did. Look, Bill, I always thought the Jeffrey Lurie just wants to pass the ball thing was probably a misrepresented thing. I never believed it. But, do I think he preferred to pass it and throw it a lot? Probably, because there was tons of evidence.
Well, I think Jeffrey Lurie probably grew accustomed to the success under Andy Reid.
I agree.
And Andy was hard-headed about, insisting on throwing the ball more than run it.
Not to mention, the quarter. Look, there have been a grouping of quarterbacks, even in the last 20 years, that made the Super Bowl the most. And they were the passing quarterbacks. I mean, Brady was in 10. He won 7. Peyton Manning was in 4. He won 2. So I understand why you'd want to develop that. But the reality is, until recently, like even Vic in his time, Donovan in his time, Randall in his time, they were not using plays the way the Eagles use plays that are straight from college football.
Yeah.
I mean, this is it's just working. Plus, a lot of defenses got smaller and smaller and smaller, which makes it easier to run. There's a lot of things going on here that, anyway, I think your point's really good one.
Well, what you just said is the key, because right now, if you look at the three teams that I think most people think are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, it's us, the 49ers, and the Cowboys.
Correct.
Hold on. All right. I'm all right. and we all know how to pound the rock. So I think our defense needs to improve as far as run defense, obviously. But I think we're in really great shape, man, to have a deep run in the playoffs this year.
Well, I agree. Bill, appreciate the phone call. I brought it up earlier. John, let's go through it a little bit deeper, though, because we only did a quick dive. So let me give you the as of right now. If the playoffs were to start today, and obviously there will be some shuffling between now and then, but just to set this – and I think the Eagles are likely to be the one seed. I mean, they obviously have a great shot. They got a two-game lead, the whole deal. So if the playoffs started today in the NFC, here's how it would shake out. The two set, and again, you'd have three different NFC, you'd have three NFC East wildcard teams. You'd have four NFC East teams, which is wild. If the playoffs started today, 2-7 matchup is Minnesota hosting Washington. 3-6 is San Francisco hosting the Giants. And 4-5 is Tampa Bay hosting Dallas. You know, look, it'd be great if Tampa.
NFC's Final Four, is that what you're saying? Because I could see it.
NFC's Final Four.
I don't know.
That seems a little far-fetched. By the way, I'll give you a quick AFC. As of right now, here's what it would be in the AFC. KC with the one seed would get the bye. You'd have a Miami versus Jets matchup. So that's an AFC East matchup. Obviously, the game in Miami. 3-6 would be Tennessee and Cincinnati, which would be a rematch of yesterday, which is a rematch of last season's playoff game. And 4-5, I think this was a playoff game last year, Baltimore and Buffalo.
So it would be four AFC East teams, too, as of now. So both the East divisions, is that right, or are the Patriots not in there?
Patriots are 8.
Okay, so they're out. So,
Patriots are one behind.
It's pretty close. Like, that's pretty wild.
I'll say this. I do find the AFC playoff teams and those playoff matchups far more intriguing.
Oh, yeah.
Than like Washington, the Giants. Like, what in the world? All right, let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Great show. Hey, listen, so last night I repaid a favor to a friend of mine from Wisconsin who took me to a Packers game about 6 years ago at Lambeau Field and brought him to Philadelphia for the Packers game last night, introduced him to the Philly fans, introduced him to Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles, and he's sitting right alongside me now, a little bit less happy than he was last night, and I want to introduce him to the best talk radio in the entire nation. His name is John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John.
I flew in from Milwaukee this summer. I was confident the Packers are going to the Super Bowl, and as the season has developed, it's not been pretty. So I was a little nervous coming out to Philly. All my family was nervous. They said, they're going to throw batteries at you. And but there's some good hospitality. The first thing someone said to me was F Brett Favre. But besides that, you know, people were pretty great. So I just want to say thanks to the city of Philly
there
for welcoming me in.
All righty. All right, Robert.
Very nice.
John, Robert, you got it, man. By the way, John, your team stinks, man.
Oh man. They bring on Jordan Love.
Wow.
He looked kind of good.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Johnny looked
Jordan
all right.
Love was capable. I didn't expect him to be able to move the ball as effectively as he did. I think some of it had to do with us playing back, prevent the big play. But, yeah, he was better than I thought. And I think if Aaron Rodgers is going to be so mopey-dopey, oh, everything hurts and I struggle – you can't understand my struggle. I get him out of there.
Well, so a few different things. His mopey-dopey has got to aggravate everyone there. That's number one. Number two, it wasn't lost on me, and I'm sure you guys noticed it also. The news of the broken thumb was released.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Was released, you know, right when they're 4-7. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, all right, it's time to start making sure we layer in the
spin zone.
Right? And listen, I mean, it's true, but it's also like they found a very, I don't know where did that even first arise?
I think Ian Rappaport had it. I don't know where.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, they leaked it, obviously.
I got to rip somebody here. Let me find this tweet real quick. Speaking of the world of leaks in the NFL, I don't know if you guys caught wind of this one. This one bugged me last week. Hold on. I'm going to take a phone call, and then I'm going to bring up a Schefter tweet last week that annoyed me. We'll get to that in a second. Talk about a leak. Holy smokes. Let's go to Bill in Doylestown. Hi, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Actually, two kind of points. One was for kickoffs and why they kick dead center every single time, and the other was, can the defensive line stunt some things and then change up the fact that we had gashed?
I wish that guys would just do their job, hold their ground. And there are times where they're not, part of why we were effective stopping the run with Linval Joseph and Ndamukong Suh in there is they just anchored in, and that really helped things. It did feel like last night the Eagles defense was a lot less concerned with trying to stop the run than they were the week before. Like their attention sort of was diverted to trying to stop the over-the-top stuff. I do think that will be different this week, and we'll have a better plan to stop the run because really that's, top priority against this Titans team. So I think it'll be better. I just think we're not that great at it.
Bill, I got to say to you, though, man, the Eagles did win. They did score 40, and they're 10-1. I mean,
they gave up 30.
Well, yeah, they gave up 33, but
I'm using multiples of 10, but you're not going to win every game if you're giving up 30-plus points a game.
Yeah, but they're not going to give up 30-plus points every game.
You say that now, but you're coming up against some of the best running backs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I hear you. I don't think it's as gloom and doom as, you're making it sound, but we'll see.
But back to the kickoffs. Is there any reason it can't kick more toward a corner and at least use the sideline?
Well, that's very – if you're talking kickoffs, you're playing with fire.
That you don't want to kick it out of bounds and give that yardage.
Well,
and
if he's that inaccurate, then is he really the right guy to be kicking off? I mean, I can't believe he can't move it 8 yards further left or right and at least help out with a sideline.
It's also – harder to kick it out of the end zone if you're angling the kick. You're kicking it farther.
You're right.
If his leg's not strong enough, you're going to end up giving up more returns, which we certainly don't want.
Yep.
Does he really have the leg to get it out of the back of the end zone? Because I saw four, I think, run back from mid-end zone.
Yeah. Listen, Bill, I mean, I hear you. I mean, obviously, he's gotten a lot through the end zone this year. Last night, not as much. Now, you start getting colder weather, I guess ball probably doesn't travel as far. I don't know.
I think if you try to angle it, you're going to have some dangerously short kicks that will be more easily returnable.
Right, right. All right, so let me read you guys a tweet. This is such a minor matter, but you guys know I get cheese on different fronts in life. And I think these national – reporter guys. It goes for the Schefter types in football, but it also goes to the Woj types in basketball. Look, they get a lot of breaking news, but let's not act like they are some kind of investigative journalist that digs in and like they are just given information. Mm-hmm. So let me give you like the all time. It's so obvious he was just handed this information. So Adam Schefter last week had a tweet. Remember when they benched Zach Wilson? By the way, it worked out well for them. That other kid went in there and played well and blah, 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 right? So now listen to this tweet.
Joe Douglas looking like he kind of knows what he's doing.
I'll tell you what. They've built a team. They've really built a defense. And they don't even have their star running back who got injured. But anyway, so listen to this tweet.
Aren't you saying Robert Saleh was a poser coach?
Yeah, he's one of those guys who just acts like he wants to, rip the other coach's head off and run it, midfield.
Maybe he's
and fight
not
him.
A poser coach.
Maybe he knows what he's doing. Maybe he does. So listen to this tweet from Schefter. Tell me if it's not so obvious he was handed this in advance. Here's a tweet from Schefter. By the way, the tweet includes a photograph of Zach Wilson And it includes a caption that says breaking news from Adam Schefter. Okay. So like this didn't happen like all in 1 minute. The tweet is this: breaking. During a team meeting minutes ago, Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting Sunday's game versus Chicago Bears, sources tell ESPN. Then it goes on, talks about his record, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Like, if the meeting just happened, they told him before the meeting, hey, listen, we're going into this meeting. We're going to let the guys know. Well, you know, as soon as it's over, you can release the information. Like, they just hand information to these reporters. It's just, it's all, it's not, it's like, it's all contrived. It's not investigative. Yeah. It's just bothersome.
I don't understand what your
like
hang up is.
Breaking news. Didn't we all know this?
No. Again, this was last week. My point is.
No, I know.
They tell them the information.
You're saying is not breaking
news.
No, I know. We all know how, like, Schefter.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's an example. Like, they tell him, he sits on it. He sits on the information until he's given the green light after the meeting. Okay, now you can release it. And I just find that journalistically, like unethical. Like, if you had the information.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more. I mean, they're like, you know, tit for tat and all that,
I know. Believe me, I'm well aware. All right, let's go to Eric right now in Middletown. Hello, Eric. Eric. Eric, we'll get back to him. Let's go to V in Sharon Hill. Hello, V.
Hey, guys. How y'all been?
Great, V.
I know I haven't talked to y'all in a long time because now I work during the day, so I don't get a chance. I just happen to be home sick.
Okay.
But, oh, we'll get better.
Hope you feel better.
Oh, I will. I'll get over it. But, yeah, the game was pretty good last night. I was very happy with the play from Miles Sanders.
Yep.
Definitely Jalen Hurts. That new guy that caught the interception looked like he knew exactly where Aaron Rodgers was throwing. That was perfect. The defense needs to just get back on the ball. I know they have some injured people. Darius Slay hasn't been Darius Slay lately, so I don't know what's going on with him. Mm-hmm. But the new guys they brought in were good, of course.
Yeah, Slay doesn't seem like he's been as dominant as the beginning of the year. I don't know if he got nicked up. I know at a certain point there was a game where he was hobbled with something, John. I forget what it was. But he has not looked quite as sharp.
I don't know. I agree with you. It hasn't been as productive. I tend to think he prefers to get up in guys' face and play man. And sometimes when you're sitting back there in zone a lot, like, it's possible his, I don't know, focus wanes. And, you know, that sort of takes him out of his rhythm as a defender. But I don't know. I was not a cornerback. Yeah. I don't know how that works.
Well, let me ask you this,
John. He's awesome as a man coverage guy, and it feels like that is, I don't know, there's a bigger payoff. You know, it's riskier, and he's the type of guy calling himself Big Play Slay. Yep. Like, he wants to make the big play, doesn't have quite the same opportunities when you have to sit back there and zone.
When he dominated Justin Jefferson week two, was that man, from what you remember? I mean, I don't remember every aspect
of
it.
Yeah, they were manning him up.
A decent amount.
I mean, he was following him around.
Seemed like it. That's my recollection. V, I'm sorry. Go ahead, V.
I was saying you have better players now, too, with him. So, you know, as much as he would want to do every play, you got Chauncey Gardner, and now he's out. But when he was, you know, playing, he was doing pretty good.
Listen, Gardner Johnson's had a nice season, V.
Yeah, he has, and it's a shame. I hope that it's not as serious as it looked. But, you know, I just hope that he bounced back.
Agreed.
I love defense. So it's like, you know, I have a chill attitude. I think that's because I'm a competitor. So
there you go. All right, yeah. V, always good hearing from you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You got it. Let's talk to Casey right now in East Falls. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just first want to say I was trying to get out there on Thursday at that Thanksgiving football game, and I just wanted to ask you how it went. Did you guys have fun over there?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, and it was a really good game. Came down to the wire. It was a beautiful day,
I know. I wanted to go. I was on my way, and then I got delayed. It was just, then I realized the game had been probably over. So
did you then choose to listen to us? You didn't get there. Did you listen?
I didn't get there. I was busy that morning doing stuff. But I'm a big high school football fan because I lived in California, and I watched the greatest high school football team of all time, De La Salle High School, Robert Lattistor, who retired at 399 wins, 25 losses, and 3 ties.
Wow.
Right, John Ritchie?
Yeah.
Right, John Ritchie?
Sure.
Oh, my God. De La Salle High School, 12 consecutive undefeated seasons from 92 to 2003, 151 in a row. They broke the national record at 72, and they doubled it.
They'd lose to the modern-day prep team, though, so it doesn't matter.
No, they did not. They lost to a team in Bellevue, Washington, and Seattle the day they played their first game after I moved, because I used to go to every game.
I got you. All right, Casey, we got you, man. We appreciate the call. He's all into it,
powerhouse.
Man.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, powerhouse.
Huge. When I was out there in Oakland, that De La Salle was rolling.
I've heard of them.
That was right in the middle of that undefeated streak.
I got it. Let's go to DeWitt right now. Hi, DeWitt.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, how you doing? Long time listening, first time caller.
Thank you.
I haven't heard y'all mention this yet, but last night listening to the post, Jalen Hurts post comment, post game comment, he said that during the quarterback sneak when we got stopped for the second time, he said they got away with one, like they simulated the count,
right,
on Green Bay, right, and I didn't hear y'all mention that yet. And another thing about this guy, Reed Blankenship, I think he should be in the game, man. When Gardner come back, I'm thinking maybe Epps need to step to the side because this guy's a baller.
Listen, he made one play that was impressive. I got to get a bigger handle on other stuff from last night that he did. I'll say this, DeWitt. I wouldn't get too attached too early if you're doing it just on the basis of that one interception. I mean, it was a great-looking play.
He caught my eye in the last preseason game. I know then. He'll
hit some people.
He's physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, he flies around, and I like that a lot. But he's also young, and he's prone to mistakes, I'm sure. Yeah, and look, it's likely that we won't have a choice. The way Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was carted off with a rib injury, like he's probably going to be out there for a few weeks at least, I'm guessing. So we'll get a lot more acquainted with Reed Blankenship. I thought he had an unbelievable play on the interception. I didn't see a whole lot of other stuff that made me go, wow. But I like his attitude.
Yes. I figured that this guy was one of – Gardner was one of the best – he's playing the best probably out of everybody on the team.
Yeah.
And we didn't miss him last night. We didn't miss him at all.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, they gave up 33 points, so I would be careful and they didn't miss something. I mean, we'll say. Look, I agree with John. I think we're going to get a chance to see Blankenship more, and we'll get a better handle on it. But just know this. Gardner Johnson was pretty darn good. So I won't act like him being out is going to be a blessing in disguise.
And he had a great – just attitude, outlook. He was one of those rah-rah guys that's hard to replace the energy that he brought.
Yeah.
And the idea of them simulating the snap, I don't know exactly what happened. It was obvious that something was fishy. I mean, Kelce snaps the ball and is holding it up there. Jalen's clearly not ready. Isn't that what Brandon Graham got called for?
I think so.
Yes.
I mean, like for making noises that sound snap-like. And, they flagged them. They're no flag.
I can see how that's tough for them. I mean, John, you were in the trenches. You get those things. I got to imagine that's very hard for the officials to regulate.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, just it seems hard.
If you hear a guy making huts and –
Yeah,
things,
but I mean,
I guess
you could think it's the quarterback.
I
mean,
they got away with it. They got away with it.
Well, it does explain it.
Huge play.
It does explain it.
It does. And Miles Sanders, you know, nice job getting on that thing because the ball was just hanging out there by Kelce's butt.
Ridiculous. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Really weird.
All right, coming up, more of how it sounded from yesterday. The montage, in case you missed it, of all the great plays in the game yesterday. We'll play that DeMero montage and rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. You can hop aboard the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Hey, one of the things I love about betting on the NFL is always finding new player or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect, of course, for tonight's game. And we look at the game, and of course, you got Indianapolis. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan Taylor, he didn't play as well last week, but this guy can run it. He can score. He can get a lot of rushing yards. Matt Ryan probably near the end of his career. But you can lock in on any of these players you want. Lock in on the game with FanDuel Sportsbook. And, of course, create a same-game parlay. Choose your own same-game parlay. Or choose from amongst the same-game parlays already listed by FanDuel Sportsbook. And lock in when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER with America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel Sportsbook. Why number one? Well, easy to use. Plus live betting, including in-game. Fast withdrawals will get you paid right away when you win. And odds boosts and specials all the time with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Right now, new customers get $150 in free bets, win or lose, when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER for tonight's game or any of the games to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.